This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
The Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour is on. Jonathan, my friend, how are you today? We haven't gotten a chance to chat this week, so I'm almost at a loss as to what you might like to talk about.
Well, I'm doing very well, Robert. Thank you very much. And I do think that this firing of James Comey is very interesting. And I think that the other side of the spectrum there, the Democratic left in the House and Senate, has gone right round the bend, as they say in England. I can't imagine. You know, I guess facts and truth really don't matter anymore. You just cast aspersions, assume conclusions without evidence to support them, and condemn people along the way. I guess that's the philosophy of Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer.
Well, is it true that it was like the day before that Trump fired Comey, that Clapper, under oath or testimony, said that there was no real link between Trump and Russia and all of that? Do you think that kind of gave him the freedom to go, you know what, I'm getting rid of this guy now. This guy's he's out to lunch at the FBI.
Yeah, they've already concluded that there isn't, or at least thus far they've concluded that there isn't a criminal basis for prosecution of Flynn. And the idea that the Democrats floated around was that Flynn was the president's proxy before he became president, and somehow engaged in negotiation with the Russians to end sanctions prematurely. That would, if done with an intent to alter American foreign policy, be a crime for someone who was not acting Secretary of State. Or in his case, national security advisor. So it's a reach, and there really isn't any evidence. If Flynn had a conversation with an agent of Russia, and mm-hmm. that agent talked to him about matters that were secret or, you know, the confidential, but Flynn at that point did not have access to that information. At least we don't believe so. So it's a real a reach. Then you got to tie it into Trump somehow. You have to say that the conversation took place with the knowledge of Trump, that Trump harbored secrets, received them. You know, the irony here is that here you got Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State using her own private server to circulate all of the communication coming into her office, both the secret and the public, thus avoiding Freedom of Information Act reach and violation of federal law, and then also violation of the Espionage Act, and she's never held to account. Then you have the weakest claim for some sort of an association with a foreign power against Trump, but there's no legs to it. I mean, first of all, Trump, in all of his actions, is not a patsy of the Russians. Secondarily, there's no evidence that's been brought to convince the intelligence officials of any problem. And Comey, Clapper, everybody had full access to the maximum amount of information derived from what are really some questionable surveillance. And they say there's nothing there.
Yeah, I believe that. We still don't know who else was surveilled. I mean, Senator Rand Paul has put out a plea to the White House to say, hey, could you look into this for me? Because I'm not sure if I was snared in this thing and the unmasking, etc. We're now joined as well by Cheryl Chumley. She's with the Washington Times online editorial page, keeping it real here. Cheryl, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Jonathan. Great to be here.
So what's the word on the street on the firing of Comey? I want to see more firings on the federal level. Just get rid of as many people as we can.
Well, you know, Trump's the right man for that, right? I don't think he hesitates to fire people when they don't do the job he wants them to do. The media whisperings is that Trump had actually asked Comey to provide some information to him about some surveillance supposedly done on Trump's campaign people, and Comey outright said no. And that was allegedly, reportedly, that was the last straw, and that's where Trump took it on himself to fire Comey. But I think this has been a long time in coming. I think Trump has been looking for reasons to get rid of Comey. And, of course, now it puts Democrats in an uncomfortable spot, because just months ago they were clamoring for Comey's head on a platter, and now that he's been fired, of course, it looks bad for them to turn around and criticize Trump for firing him. So I think Trump won double whammy on this one. He got the firing of Comey, which is something he's wanted for a while, and he's scoring political points by making Democrats look like hypocrites.
What is this article that I see here about the insanity of the left calling for stalking of the GOP in streets, of members of the GOP in streets? What is that?
This is an absolutely crazy call from a Huffington Post editor-at-large and editor of the Queer Voice section of the Huffington Post, but still an editor, calling for those who oppose Trump, who oppose conservative policies and politics, to not just protest in the streets, but to actually go out, look for the politicians that are part of the Republican Party and Trump supporters, track them to restaurants, track them to their homes, to places in the public venue, and stand there and set up protest camps right outside their places of dining, where they live, and so forth. And, you know, the direct quote is, this guy wants them to be hounded by protesters everywhere they go, especially in public.
And it sounds like they're almost inciting violence here. And this is interesting. And, Jonathan, give a listen to this. This is out of the Boston Herald just yesterday, I believe it happened, or maybe 2 to 3 days ago. It was an editorial thing. And Cheryl, you'd get this as heading up an editorial section. How responsible is this? This is someone that's talking about a group that wanted to educate the Somali refugees who have an incredibly high rate of autism among their children. These are immigrants that are in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And this editorial page said, these are the facts. Vaccines don't cause autism. Measles can kill. And lying to vulnerable people about the health and safety of their children ought to be a hanging offense.
That's very modest proposal, isn't it? A nice, calm, rational human being communicating their views in a public forum where there's a contest of ideas.
Boston Herald.
Well, I know. The problem is that they reached a pinnacle during the Obama years when they controlled the university, when they controlled the media, and they enjoyed the ability to eliminate any opposition commentary. Then suddenly you've got the irritation for them that was perennial from Fox News, and you have conservative commentators on the radio that predominate in talk radio, much to their chagrin. And they tried to get legislation that would bring back the fairness doctrine and allow the government to censor that. And they've just gone really to extremes. What we see here is that the far left in America has never really believed in freedom of speech, has never really believed in protection against government for those who exercise civil liberties. They're not civil libertarians. And as a result, they are much closer to fascists. They're much closer to the far, far right than they are to any aspect of the American tradition. And as a result, they increasingly, out of their desperation, make emboldened statements of this sort. You know, it was in World War One with Eugene Debs, who was a socialist. He would rant against the draft, and he was not protected. He was beaten up and savaged variously and imprisoned. And then the Supreme Court finally recognized that, well, there's a constitutional right to protest, and you can have your own opinion, and no one can create an orthodoxy of thought through the use of the state. Well, these people are really just like the fascistic approach that led to their brethren, the far left then, being incarcerated and silenced. What they don't realize is that the very tool that they advocate for denying others the right to speech is the very tool that can be used against them as well. It's just a matter of political whim. And until they appreciate that power is corrupting and that government censorship means censorship for all who dissent, then they aren't going to get it. They'll have to go through a period of being in the minority again, I guess, before they'll advocate a First Amendment.
It's misplaced as well, because I've got a view that's outside of what's considered the mainstream medical monopoly thought on immunology even, but there are PhDs that side with me in terms of how do we protect ourselves from disease. Is there such a thing as a vaccine deficiency disease? And, you know, it brings up a great controversy, and Cheryl, you wrote about this, and it's getting a lot of shares. People are angry over this whole thing, about... Are we being xenophobic to say, hey, you know what, we should check on the health of people that are coming here, that are immigrating here, or that are even refugeed here? I think there's a balance to that rather than a blanket, you can't come because you're from a country that may be different, but isn't there a legitimate role in protecting the health of the people here?
Well, definitely. I mean, you have to have protections at the border to make sure the people that you let into the country aren't going to be harmful to the citizens and the people who are in the country legally. You know, in the last few years, we've had strange outbreaks of E. coli in something like 20 different states. We've seen tuberculosis in New York and just down the road from where I live, up here in Northern Virginia. We've heard of leprosy cases, for crying out loud. And, you know, it's been just a few months, maybe a year, that there was an organization down in Texas, a medical organization, that had called for a quarantine of children coming into this country because they were concerned about diseases that these children may be bringing in. And it was based on real case examples as well as anecdotal reports from the Border Patrol, and the Obama administration said no.
Yeah. Well, I've said this many times. Our cells know to not let things in that could be harmful to them unless they're dysregulated because they're deficient and toxic like Democrats. But for now, we're going to take a break, and we'll talk more with Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there. robertscottbell.com. Back with more healing after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com to link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN. Heard around the world on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, podcast at SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com, and UK Health Radio, where they love liberty as well. Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Emord, EMORD.com. Cheryl Chumley, she's also the editor at the online opinions page, the editorials online there for Washington Times. And we were just talking on the off the air real quick, Jonathan, about North Korea. And I'm like going, we knew that they were a paper tiger, but nobody, Obama never pushed back. Obama never, you know, plied China to go, come on, get your satellite in office here. This is just ridiculous. But it seems to be that he's done that.
Yeah, I think that Trump's very tough stance towards North Korea, unwavering, and did not engage in loud pronouncements about what we would do, just quietly said, I'm not taking off the table the military option, and then putting in place all the force necessary to take down the regime rapidly if it chose to do some insane thing like shoot an ICBM to Seoul or to Japan or to the United States. He put Kim Jong-un in a box, and he surrounded the nation with a threat, and he coordinated with our allies on a rapid response, and he very successfully positioned China by basically brokered a deal with China.
Mm-hmm.
They're interested in access to our markets and avoidance of a trade war. I think he put them on notice that they're going to get nowhere with us unless they take care of their satellite to the south,
mm-hmm.
and then we see them, cutting off payments for coal from North Korea, not accepting coal shipments, cutting off some supplies of various essential goods. Some 98% of all essential goods in North Korea come from China. And so you've got a real threat to Kim Jong-un now, because if he can't feed the 23% of the population that is in the military, he's got a real problem. And if
he'd be done fast.
Yeah. But I think what has happened is that in the face of internal pressures and Chinese threats of even more sanctions and an overt clash in their public in their propaganda media the North Korea stating that they would take unspecified retaliatory actions against China for its pronouncements against North Korea, that's exactly the rift we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the rift we need in order to have the big tiger there, China, breathe down the back of North Korea and say, hey, look, you're going to rein yourself in, or we're going to rein you in.
And this could have been done
where it is.
Any time in the last 8 years of the Obama administration wasn't done. Now, let me turn my focus domestically for a moment, because I want to hear from Cheryl if there's something you're working on. What is there a domestic agenda that's coming out this week, or is it all just running and ducking as the Democrats are screaming and flailing about?
Well, it's definitely Obamacare that's taken front and center, as everybody's waiting with, anticipation to see what the Senate is going to do with the bill passed over there by the House. It pretty much said that they're not going to do much with the House version. They're going to start new with their own, and hopefully there'll be some real reform. I would love just outright repeal, but hopefully what comes out of the Senate in the next few weeks will be something that is great for the liberty of America.
Yeah, you pointed this out, as have I and Jonathan, you know, that even half of the Republicans apparently don't believe in health freedom at this point. They believe in a health care as a right, and the government must cover this whole idea of pre-existing conditions, which is not insurance. It's a welfare program. And, of course, there are so many other options to help those in need that are not even necessarily medical, but those aren't allowed in a free market because the free market hasn't existed here in decades and decades and decades.
Yeah, they've basically ceded that whole point that health care is an individual responsibility, and they've turned it over into the rhetoric that health care is a right. And the big deception with that is, of course, health care is a right. You have the right to take care of yourself, but we're talking about tax-paid health insurance. And we take the discussion out of that realm and put it in this more simplistic version, health care is a right, and it pulls people's emotions, and they automatically support it without even taking time, oftentimes, to think what they're signing up for.
Hmm. Well, the thing is, if we have, let's say, a folks that go into office that actually have a love of liberty, it would change things. But as we found out in this last election, it's you know, maybe a tepid view with some that are really vocal. And we're going to find out what happens with this next phase of Obamacare, if it's repealed and what it's replaced with. Perhaps nothing, and allow freedom to be restored and regained. Cheryl Chelmy, thank you as always for being with us from the Washington Times. Jonathan Emord continues with us as we're joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty now.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you want some freedom? This is the place, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we've got Norm Singleton joining us now from the Campaign for Liberty, as well as Jonathan Emord, emord.com, the FDA Dragon Slayer. Concerned about FDA power expansions, we're going to get to that as well. Ron and Rand still calling for an audit of the Fed. Any possibility it'll really happen this time? And a follow-up to the firing of Comey at the FBI, Norm has some thoughts maybe we haven't heard yet, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on it, Norm.
Well, what I think is interesting is
go back to the history of them. Go back to 2013, before, when Donald Trump was still thought of as a reality TV show host and businessman and not a presidential candidate, and certainly not a president. And Comey was nominated for FBI director. Rand Paul was the only senator to vote against him, and he voted against him because of civil liberties concerns. And I think one thing that is kind of overlooked in his firing and his announcement of who he's being replaced is the next FBI director. What direction will he go with the FBI in? Behind the rhetoric that you hear from the left about this is Nixon revisited, worse than Watergate, this is authoritarianism, it's not the fact that the framework for the FBI to act in an authoritarian manner is already there. And there are, one of the things that I think that we need to look at in particular is, and I hope that it comes up in his hearing, is what would Trump's replacement, whoever he is, think about the FBI's role in things like drug laws and in things like the internet gambling issue, which for the Obama administration is one of the few decent things their Justice Department did, was put forth a proper interpretation of the Wire Act that said the Fed can't outlaw internet gambling. And would the FBI director want to push the administration to act in a more pro-states rights position in terms of surveillance and gun rights, gambling rights, raw milk? Would he want to use his influence as director to kind of be more respectful of the Constitution, or would he play to President Trump's worst instincts and crack down on the authoritarianism? And right. That, to me, is much more important, long-term significant than whether or not Comey was fired because Trump didn't like his investigation into Trump's ties to Russia, or whether or not he believed that Comey, which I think most people actually do believe, mishandled the whole Hillary's email investigation. Not that Hillary's sure. email investigation is important, but she, thankfully, is gone from public life and gone from seeking elective office. And,
one would hope.
But we are still stuck with this gigantic Leviathan.
Yes.
And as a friend put it the other day, you know, opponents of the surveillance state, we focus today on the NSA, but we need to remember that back in the 50s, 60s, and even before that, the 40s and 30s, the FBI director was hoovering up as much information as he could. Hmm. And I apologize for the bad pun.
No, that was good. Jonathan, are there any constitutional limitations on a federal police force like the FBI in force anymore since Patriot Act and other things happened since 9/11?
Well, it's pretty hard to see them. Certainly, arguments can be made in court to defend you against the intrusions that take place under the auspices of the Patriot Act. But the fact of the matter is, we do have a surveillance state. The NSA is engaged in surveillance. And that is in no small part because of the Patriot Act. And the reach is far beyond the actual threat, and it's intruding upon innocent individuals, not least of which, you know, the president has experienced that himself with the broad unmasking situation, intruding into course communication that involved his private campaign plans and so forth. So what you have in the Comey firing, I think, is something long overdue. The Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, responded to dissent within the Department of Justice and within the FBI over Comey's actions. Comey, as we will recall most recently, testified inaccurately about the Clinton investigation. He, for whatever reason, even though he was steeped in it, had his facts wrong about it. And he's become increasingly a political showman, whereas that role very much requires a person who is a law and order guy. And he had that reputation. But when he didn't take the prosecution, when he didn't refer to the attorney general facts sufficient to warrant prosecution under the Espionage Act, and under the Freedom of Information Act, and instead made the Attorney General's decision by saying there's not enough here to prosecute, he overstepped his power and assumed the role of the Attorney General in that instance. Attorney General, of course, didn't want to make the decision because of political football. But then when he went on to restart the investigation on essentially evidence that he should have been mindful of or the potential of before when he closed the investigation, he showed incompetence. Then when he testifies incompetently, it raises further issues. But more importantly than anything else is this dissent in the Department of Justice and in the intelligence community over his leadership and over what he's doing. And that undermines confidence. It creates poor morale and has to be taken care of. And I think the president did the right thing. I think it should have been done sooner, but I think it was the right thing to do. And I think there's gross hypocrisy on the part of the Democrats who are screaming for him to be removed. And suddenly now they're defending him, saying that he should not have been removed. I mean, what is that?
Right. Well, Jonathan, we are aligned in mission. Hold on, Norm. Aligned in mission and purpose when it comes to reducing the power of the bureaucratic oligarchy or eliminating it altogether, bringing us back to a constitutional form of government. But Norm, I wanted to go to you on this, and I apologize for cutting you off because we have limited time with you each week. But one of the things Jonathan loves to do is take on the FDA, and they're expanding power all the time. They don't ever get put into a little box to say, stay there, don't go anywhere else. But you've got a blog post on the Campaign for Liberty about an FDA power expansion potential by committee vote. What the heck is going on?
Well, this is this week the Senate Health Committee considered a bill that would have renewed some of the FDA's user fee programs for pharmaceuticals and over-the-counter medical devices and some other things. And Elizabeth Warren apparently was floating an idea that she might have tried to put into the bill that would have what's called sound amplification devices, which aren't medical hearing aids, which you get from a doctor. And I guess the hearing aids are fitted by a doctor to your particular need and depending on your degree of hearing loss. But these are just things you buy at Walmart or Target, and they're the type of thing that hunters use and people who just want to amplify conversations use. And maybe at a party, they want to be able to, or they're in a noisy situation, they want to be able to hear someone across the room. But she would have made them what's called over-the-counter, which means that you might not need a prescription, but you have to get it from a pharmacist. And that, of course, would have raised the price. It would have limited the supply, and it would have, by pure happenstance, benefited a Massachusetts company. Campaign for Liberty is part of a coalition to defeat this bill. I should clarify that apparently that some people in the coalition, they oppose part of what Warren would do, which would take a step towards deregulating hearing aids. Their argument is that hearing aids should be treated as medical devices because they depend on a doctor patient prescription relationship. That may be true, but it still doesn't justify the federal government regulating it. And as I'm sure Jonathan knows, when you hear someone in the health industry say that the FDA needs to regulate something to preserve the doctor-patient relationship, what they're saying is the federal government can't allow individuals to go out on their own in the marketplace without the nanny state and make their own healthcare decisions because they're too stupid and they might do something that's not going to enrich my bottom line unless the FDA makes them do that.
Jonathan, man, what are we going to do with these bozos at the FDA, much less those committees that are trying to give them more power?
Yeah, once you leave the zone of if there is a treatment that is intrusive, goes into the body, you have an argument that there ought to be some sort of medical prescription. But when you're talking about these externalities, your smartphone putting on a cuff on your arm and the information being transmitted by your smartphone to your doctor telling them your blood pressure, why on earth should the government regulate that? Why on earth should the government regulate hearing aids? Why on earth? There's absolutely no justification for that. If people are ripped off, they can sue. You can definitely discern whether you're being ripped off. You can either hear or you can't. if you get amplification because you want it, why shouldn't you have it? I mean, the worst that I can see is a warning label. Oh, it may go above so many decibels, and that might hurt your ear. You know, I mean, I don't understand this at all, but it's just the way they operate. They want everything possible to be subsumed within government control, limited in its ability to be marketed and available to consumers.
Paternalistic. Exactly. And if their argument is they're worried about your hearing, then they should, you know, basically regulate Quiet Riot and I don't know what other other rock bands that are out there at high decibel range and say you can't go because we don't believe it's good for your hearing. But, of course, it's inconsistently applied, and it typically benefits somebody who has lobbied special access and perhaps right. special privileges within the law.
Yep, it just shows you how corrupt Warren is.
I think the WHO is the might still hold the record for the loudest rock and roll band in the world.
I thought you were going to go with the World Health Organization, but I'm with you now, Roger Daughtry and all of them, those guys. So
no,
counting.
The WHO.
Yes, the WHO.
The millennials who are listening, by the way, the WHO, that's something that old people call real music.
All right. Well, yeah, we're up against, believe it or not, another break here. We got another segment with Norm Singleton and Jonathan E. Moore. Maybe we'll get an update on Ron Paul, Rand Paul, and their focus on getting us all aligned with what the hell the Federal Reserve is doing. Will there finally be a real audit? An audit? And if so, what might be the outcome of it? We'll check with Norm from the Campaign for Liberty after this and wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore after this break. Stick with us.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, next hour we'll be talking about remedies for grief and mourning and loss. I've got a question of the day on Huntington's disease as well. We're going to get into the health side of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do a lot more politics and economics together with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. And, of course, Norm Singleton here to wrap it up this hour with the Campaign for Liberty. I've argued ever since I learned from Ron Paul, you know, the whole going back to the Federal Reserve Act of 1837? It was way back when, this point. And ever since then, we were on a collision course with bankruptcy. And all of these leftist liberal programs, socialism, cradle to grave stuff, and even the extreme expansionism beyond constitutional bounds of foreign militarism, for instance, empire, all made possible because we don't have sound money. We don't have any limits or restrictions on the ability to just do whatever the heck we want from the left or even the so-called pseudo-right, neocon right. Is it true that if we audited the Fed, many more people, Norm, might figure this out and go, you know what, there's another way?
I think if we audit the Fed, what you will see is a raft of people, a lot of people joining our cause, and even some free market conservatives who kind of accept the idea that the government has to do certain things, and one of them is manage the money supply for capitalism and the free market to effectively work, might take a second look at it, because the Fed is the ultimate engine not of capitalism but of crony capitalism. It exists in the basic of its monetary policy. By definition, it benefits the well-to-do and the connected because they get the money first for the inflation itself to the whole economy, and that's basic Austrian economics. But the reason I really think that is because, one of the things that the surveillance state people like to say is, if you have nothing to fear, you have nothing to hide. Well, shouldn't that apply to government? And when a government agency, especially one as powerful as the Fed, fights tooth and nail against a simple GAO audit and distorts what it would do. And, you know, in the 70s, they coordinated efforts by the banks and the Wall Street firms to kill an audit bill. You have to ask yourself that question. If you have nothing to fear, you have nothing to hide. Well, what does the Fed have to hide? Because, I'm sorry, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. What does the Fed have to hide? Because they're acting like they really have something to fear from an audit. Mm-hmm. And, that's why we're pushing right now to have a, to get 218 co-sponsors on the bill in the House, because the bill is ready to be voted on. It was reported out of committee last month, and yet Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader McCarthy have not yet indicated when they'll bring it to the floor. President Trump hasn't talked about audit the Fed. I know that they've been busy not repealing Obamacare and some good stuff, too, to be fair, in the regulatory form, but I think that they need to remember that part, that if they want to drain the swamp, a great way to do it is by passing audit the Fed. And I would encourage anybody interested to go to campaignforliberty.com, check out a great editorial that we have by Ron and Rand Paul, and check out some information that will be up tomorrow on the great bill just passed in Arizona, and we believe the governor is going to sign it, that makes gold and silver legal tender in the state. Wonderful advancement for freedom. The Liberty Movement is, I think, doing very well right now.
Nice. Hey, Jonathan, with all of your battles against the oligarchy, against the regulatory state, don't you think that one of the fastest way to make it crumble is to defund them? I mean, if they had no money to regulate the way they do today, wouldn't that be the fastest route of, you ain't doing it anymore?
Yeah, two ways. One is to defund them. The other way is to bring back the system of checks and balances by having the having passed the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act that Norm and I put together for Ron Paul when he was in Congress, making Congress have to actually affirmatively pass legislation for any regulation to take effect, so that regulations just simply are nominal and name only, until such time as Congress passes them in the way in which Congress is supposed to pass laws. That would shut down an enormous amount of mischief, because Congress critters would not want to be responsible for much of the shenanigans that are done by regulatory agencies.
Right. They're very quick to pawn off when you complain to them. Oh, it's not me. Talk to the FDA, for instance. And, of course, the FDA goes, hey, it's Congress. They can make the law, right? So, folks, right. We try to get to the heart of all of this. Jonathan Emord helps us do it. So does Norm Singleton and Cheryl Shumley. Norm, always great to have you on board, my friend. Excellent. Jonathan, until next week, Sacred Fire of Liberty will remain kindled here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal politically as well is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.